Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Thursday, September 2nd, 2010.
Episode 6.20, the 2010 NFL Prediction Show.
Now, that deserved actually some canned applause, yeah. I think. So give me a second and try that again.
Right. The 2010 NFL Prediction Show.
Yeah, I still wasn't ready with that. That's a shame. That's just a crying shame.
All right, here.
I could have cricketed us, no, but that wouldn't that would have had the exact out, opposite effect.
The 2010 NFL Prediction Show.
Okay, and that's going to get a high five too.
Yeah. Yeah,
all
baby.
Right, baby.
That's
we're
what
here.
I'm talking
we're
about.
In the room.
Do you know what the
you know a little sleep I've gotten because of this? The mothership
has gone out and put their predictions out today as well.
So it is the perfect day to join them.
It is the perfect day to join them in doing our prediction show. We're really excited. Three of the folks who have made their predictions public out there on the mothership agree with Steve. Mirror me.
So they're wrong. That's interesting.
Just like that. Really?
Well, dude, this year...
I've got a lot of changes. We're going to get to it. We've got some NFL news that we got to discuss. We got to talk about something that we left out in our last show. We really got to talk about...
We didn't leave it out. We just forgot.
Yeah. There you go.
Jeez.
No, we omitted it,
Jeffrey. You make it sound like we're inept or something.
All right,
just
all of that
we left it.
Coming up in a moment.
Chili sauce.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Okay, first off, I'm going to ask everybody just to join me and open up a cold one. Open up a cold one of Diet Pepsi.
No.
Or Pepsi, if you were so inclined.
Yeah,
And sit back and enjoy us. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Feeling a little envious of you.
Uh-oh, he's got Pepsi envy.
Diet Pepsi.
And it's somewhere near my crotchular area, and he's looking down talking about being penis
why?
Pepsi envy.
Why would you go there?
Pepsi envy
early,
is all I'm talking
early
about.
Today.
Early. So early that we usually wait 15 minutes before
all right,
we make
well,
crude
let's
references.
Get, let's get right down to it. We did not discuss the brouhaha of the officiating change of where they move the umpire. And that has become big. Remember last year, the big story in the preseason was like, everybody's going to hit the Dallas Cowboys Stadium big screen.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
And what are we going to do about that? And what are the rules? And so everybody like rules, and here's the
it
rules committee.
It happened in
it's be a
one
duel,
game.
Blah, blah, blah. Right, it happened in the preseason
And it
game.
Happened in every single pregame where kickers would
right,
target
we're doing
it,
it
to,
yeah.
for as a game. Like the golf cart guy out
yes,
there picking
the
up the balls, you try and hit him.
But did it happen in regular season?
No, never happens.
Never happened.
Never happens.
But now the big thing
not even sea bass.
In the NFL is
the
positioning of the umpire, who used to be right behind the defensive lineman, about 5 yards back.
Correct.
And they have decided because of safety, like there were 118 collisions last year with that umpire. And three of them resulted in concussions.
Mm-hmm.
So... the league and Goodell decided
being very
we
concerned
need to do
about head trauma.
Right? We need to do something about our officiating crew and getting them out of the line of fire. Because, face it, a lot of offenses use that official as a shield.
He's a tackling dummy. I mean, basically, if you ever play Madden and you play the mini games and stuff, there's tackling dummies.
Yeah, yeah.
And you use them as a body
so that
meat shield.
Yeah.
If you play Gears of War and stuff, you know what a meat shield is.
Meat shield.
You
so
take
that,
a body and you
oh,
let someone else shoot it.
That's gross. Metal Wars. What?
Gears of War.
Gears of War. Yeah, your son plays
and
that.
And you hold it up and it takes the bullets for
it's
you.
It's a shooter game. I cannot play any shooter games.
I know. You get sick.
Yes, I do. Motion sickness.
Motion sickness. He should take a Dramamine and then go out and kill some people.
Go out and shoot.
Never tried that.
So anyways, they've moved him to, first of all, it started, he's going to be 15 yards behind the offensive line. The
Which,
line of scrimmage.
I don't know. Is a long way.
Then, after the first preseason game, it came out, that is a long way.
Yeah.
So now he's only
Especially
going to be...
Especially because he's running backwards to do this.
Now he's only going to be about 11 to 12 yards behind. That didn't work. Then they were like, as soon as he gets as far back as the deepest offensive player, which is usually
the
running
back,
or the quarterback of his in shotgun formation.
Sometimes
fullback. So now it's only just get and
but
that,
he is supposed to look, the quarterback is supposed to look over to the side judge,
right,
to make sure he's ready.
Yeah, that
you cannot snap the ball until you get the thumbs up from
Colts
the side judge.
In the week 3 preseason game,
I hope people saw this. First of all, it was one of the better games of the preseason,
yes.
And second of all, Peyton Manning was furious.
Yeah, I have never seen him lose his cool and be angry at anyone. I've seen him yell,
oh, sure,
on the sideline and stuff like that. But like
the whole thing where he and Saturday got into it.
The whole disgusted, and I cannot believe you are making this stupid, egregious call.
It was vitriol coming out of him.
That's right. Infringement, a snap infringement is the actual call.
That's something we've never had before.
No, that he snapped.
It's an existing rule.
Yes, it is an existing rule, but you've never seen it.
Never heard it called.
Never see it.
Nope.
Called.
Illegal snap.
It happened twice.
Illegal snap.
Yes, illegal snap. Snap infringement. Because basically he snapped the ball before the umpire was able to get behind the deepest back in the back offensive backfield. And I think the Colts look, we're going to play it. Hurry up. You know, because the rule was they're back on the offensive side of the ball in the final 2 minutes of the first half and the final 2 minutes of the game. They go back to where they used to be.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Oh, geez.
So then I was like, well, you know what? We're the Colts. And
we run the no huddle all the time.
And about 5 or 6 of the teams that we're aware of run the no huddle offense just about any time we want. It could be the beginning of the game. It could be the middle of the game. It doesn't necessarily happen in the final 2 minutes of a half.
The Colts run the no huddle most of the time.
So now they've reassessed. And now they've said the official will go back to his original spot behind the defense for the final 5 minutes of the half and the final 5 minutes of the game.
This is not done,
Steven.
It's
still not
good
enough.
This is not done. No, it's not.
Because I know the Buffalo Bills are going to come out in no huddle mode right off the gun their first offensive series. I guarantee you.
Well, sure. They've got
that's
a smart quarterback.
Been texting. Yeah.
They've got Trent Edwards there, and he likes to do that, and he can keep the plays in his head, and he can call plays.
So you have not heard the end of this.
This is far from over. Let me tell you that I agree with you with the frustration in Peyton's face. However, Steven, I do think that there's some of it that was calculated.
You got him. Come on. It's the whole thing with the last year with the punting. Oh my gosh. And you know, Jeff Fisher, go out there and hit the thing. We want to hit the thing. We want to prove a point.
Well, and Peyton was
proving
his point.
Yeah,
and he needed to, much like a soccer flop, he needed to feign incredulity to a really high level.
Please,
to make his
whatever
point.
You do, don't ever compare anything that happens in the National Football League to a soccer flop ever again.
They happen.
Ever again.
They happen.
Nobody flops around like a dead fish.
Not to that
when
extreme.
When you get grazed, okay?
Not to that extreme, but there is flopping.
No.
There's flopping.
Do not ever compare the flopping that happens in soccer.
I'm comparing the extreme of the reaction to Peyton's face.
No,
I think he allowed
it. Steven, I was upset.
Have you ever with your children, I have with my children, mm-hmm. allowed your rage to exceed where it actually is to make a point?
Maybe.
Okay, see, I have on a couple of occasions, not very often.
Right.
Not very often, because you lose credibility if you do that.
Right, all the time.
But there's occasionally the situation is severe enough that I will make them think that, oh my God, he's lost his flipping mind, he's going to kill me. Yeah. And I allow them, because I want them to get the point, and they're not getting it.
Right.
We come back to the failure to grasp idea that I'm so keen on. So I think Peyton
not to
allowed
be
his rage
with failure to launch the horrible with movie,
the
with
very bad movie,
Terry Bradshaw, Terry Matthew Bradshaw. McConaughey.
But hey, they tried, you know.
Yeah,
and they made a movie, and we haven't.
That's
so
true.
Who are we to cast stones?
Exactly. We cannot.
Anyways, I can make a bad movie though. I'm pretty sure. Anyways,
actually, the movie that I was involved in, I wasn't in front of the camera. I was behind the camera. I was first assistant director. It was actually a pretty good movie.
I've heard.
For straight to video. You still have yet to see Scream.
Well, first of all, I don't have.
You know what? Give me. You don't have the VHS anymore?
I don't have a videotape player.
Okay.
I still have the movie.
Just give it back to me.
I will.
Give it back to me.
If someone could put it on DVD or put it up so I could stream it off Netflix or something, I would watch. Steven, I'm deadly serious about wanting to watch the movie.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
But you got to realize our videotape recorder.
Neppernapp was a star, by the way. He starred in the film.
So basically, people were, again, people that come close to Steven become filthy rich and very successful.
Well, actually, that is on that film is where I met Nipper, and he and I became friends.
On Scream Queen?
Yeah.
You didn't know Nipper before that?
I did not know Nipper before Scream Queen.
I somehow thought you guys had an older relationship.
No,
than that.
But now
I. But that also tells me that tells me how long I've had that dang movie sitting on the shelf.
Had it for 10 years.
Well, our VCR used to eat tapes, so I was afraid to put it.
Well,
in.
Well, thank you for not putting it in a VCR that was going to eat the tape.
Ate tapes for lunch.
You
man.
Know what? I think I will. I'll record. I could probably digitize it over to
because DVD. I would love to watch it on a flight sometime. I think it would be a hoot.
It is a hoot, man.
And I've got things queued up on my iPad all right, for that.
So Jeffrey. So, anyways, how do you feel? I mean, all I'm saying is I was watching the game, and you can ask Trisha. I was yelling at the TV.
Me too.
I was like. No!
You are changing the entire way that the Indianapolis Colts, in this case, and other teams as well, are running their offense.
Advantage defense for
huge.
Whatever team that's playing against.
Because it allows substitutions. The point of running a no-huddle is right. to keep the defense from substituting
yes.
in players.
Yes. And I think what the rule needs to stipulate is the minute an offense
goes to
no-huddle, they need to put the official back to the other side of the ball.
That official is getting one heck of a workout,
and
by
first
the way.
Of all, now here's an interesting article that I read. Now, the umpire always used to be the biggest, strongest official because he was in harm's way.
So it was always Ed Hockley's? How did he do all the games?
No, Ed Hockley's the referee. The umpire position was always, you know, the...
A beefier guy, a meatier guy.
And not usually the guy that's the most in shape.
Now he has to be now he a has cardio to be, king.
Yeah, now he has to be the most physical specimen on the officiating
quickest.
On the officiating crew.
Right.
He has to be now. But I think that the rule needs to be modified. If an offensive unit starts to employ a no-huddle offense, you move the umpire back to where he belongs. The whole rest of the other game, fine. Move them behind the offense. That's good. I'm okay with that. But the minute I start to roll and I get in the groove and I'm doing the no huddle and I'm moving, that dude's butt's got to get back to where he originally was okay. So that he doesn't stop or impede the game.
Okay, so one thing I got to say.
Yes.
Now, just imagine your weightless.
You imagine your weightless because I need you to really clear your mind, okay?
Yes, I'm clearing my mind.
Because this is a more radical idea than what you're proposing.
Okay.
This does not come from me. I heard someone else say it, and I don't know who it is to cite. But someone else.
Oh, you
got to
credit somebody.
Bubba.
The dude
Bubba
from
Smith.
Wherever. Okay.
The dude from wherever. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. You're crediting someone, at least. You're not taking credit for
no,
that.
No.
And I appreciate that. That's all I ever want.
Well, and I also wouldn't want to because it's a pretty wacky idea.
Usually what I tell my friends when they say something like really cool is like, look, I'm going to credit you the first time.
Yeah.
And then it's mine.
Oh, I never say that. I say, I'll credit you the first time, and after that, I'm just going to forget.
No, no, like, and then it's mine. Then I'm just going to say it. And I learned that from Dave Rickenbacker, who I used to work with at the App Farm. I said something to him, and he was like, that is awesome. And I'm going to use it, and I'm going to credit you the first time, but then it's mine.
It's going to be
mine. I'm just going to just say it.
I'm going to take full credit for it. Okay, here's the deal. What if we left the system the way it used to be?
Yes.
And put a helmet on that guy?
You can't put a. You can't. You're
not the one that would obstruct his
you're
view.
Obstructing
okay,
his view.
I'm thinking of a Harley rider in California helmet.
Because he's a cool rider,
cool rider.
I don't know. Grease 2. My daughter's been watching it.
Shice.
Michelle Pfeiffer. It does not acknowledge being in this movie. By the way,
I wonder why.
But she was hot in it, dude.
Doesn't matter how hot you are. It matters how bad the movie is.
Anyways, Grease 2, if you want a campy, just goofy, silly movie.
Watch something else.
Watch Grease 2, man. It'll crack you up. And just I wanted to be Adrian Zmed, the dude, the leader of the T-Birds.
I don't know who it is. I don't care.
You know what? You and I are going to watch that movie tonight.
No, we're
not.
We
watched Grease 2 tonight.
No, I'm going to be watching Hard Knocks tonight.
No, you didn't watch it last night?
I was a little busy.
Oh, dude.
Getting ready for this show and working late last night.
I'm becoming a Rex Ryan fan, man. I tell you, that
don't
dude.
Don't tell me what happens.
Well, you know what's it? When it opens? Don't look at me like he's looking at me like he's going to punch me.
No, I'm just curious, actually. Look is. And fatigue. This look is extreme fatigue.
I see. No, good stuff on Hard Knocks. But anyways, that's my suggestion, and I hope that someone from the league is listening.
Why not put him in a helmet? Put him back where he was. Because you were asking guys that have played the game for so long.
There's been knee injuries that...
We don't care about those, relatively speaking.
What?
The head is the only thing you can't...
The reason it's done is for the safety of the umpire. And it's all safety. You just don't want him getting banged around like they were.
And the safety of a knee or an elbow or a shoulder for an umpire is more important than changing the way the game has always been played.
All right, I'm fine. I'm fine with where he is. I'm fine with the change. I know
looking
why the change
over
is
to
done,
the side judge to see if it's okay to snap the ball. That is something you're completely adding to the quarterback's unending list of burdens that he has to be responsible for, and I don't think that's cool.
Well, usually once the ball is spotted, you know that you're when the ball
illegal
is spotted,
snap count call comes. Because he did not look to the side judge.
Well, of course not. But you're not
listening.
And that's
a new thing.
Because they were in the middle of a hurry-up offense.
Correct.
And that's what my
thing. Why should you look at a side judge ever?
And that is why I am proposing. I am fine with you making the change. I know why you're making the change. But the minute an offense employs a no-huddle offense, you have to go back to where it was before.
You put him in harm's way.
You're putting them in harm's way in the final 5 minutes of the game, in the final 5 minutes of the half.
So why not improve his lack of his injury likelihood and
Jeffrey,
diminish that by
players get concussions wearing helmets.
I understand that.
So putting them in a helmet isn't really going to solve the concussion
issue.
So
no one should wear helmets. No, that's a stupid argument. Nobody would say that.
I'm just saying that he is not getting the physical beating that the players who wear helmets on every play.
I think he should wear a supportive girdle to protect and a rib protector.
So just leave him where it is.
And pat him up a little bit.
So you're just put him in the line of fire. Just arm him.
A little bit, yeah.
No,
so it does not obstruct
slow
his
him
view.
Down.
I don't care if it slows him down a little bit.
I think if you put a helmet, which whether you the helmet
I'm talking
ends
about
here,
a Harley
whatever,
one that doesn't cover the ears. It just protects the top of the head and
you're
stuff.
You're still obstructing the view of an official. I don't want that.
You haven't worn one of those Harley helmets.
I don't want that. It's obstructive view.
Okay. Well, and I'm not, frankly, that sure how if it helps enough.
Right.
And I certainly don't want the umpire's view obstructed in any way.
Especially not for a helmet I don't think is going to protect them as much as...
But herein lies the problem that we find ourselves in is a no-win situation, and it's unfortunate because... I don't. The last thing I want to see is Peyton Manning change the way he does things because it is beautiful. It is an art.
I think my problem with the rule is that it was a knee-jerk reaction to a problem.
Right.
We had 118 collisions. We got to make change. Let's make a change. Everybody's going to make a change. Let's make a change. We're going to make a change. We're going to do it. We do it. Boom. We do it. And then it gets implemented, and we're like. Yeah, we really didn't think that one through a little bit.
Yeah, no, that happens a lot. You know, you make a change because a change needs making, and you don't think through all the implications of the consequences. Yeah. However, there were plenty of people that were screaming about this back in February and March when this came through the Rules Committee change.
Well, Bill Polian said, I was on that committee. Yeah. I voted for it. But had I known that this was the implication... Had I known this was the application of what was going to happen to when the team runs a hurry-up offense, I would have shot it down immediately. So
there you go.
There you go. All right, Jeffrey. In other news, Yahoo Sports, Michael Silver, pretty respected dude, has come out and reported that all the Chargers are asking for is a second rounder in 2011 and a third rounder in 2012 for the services of Vincent Jackson. I don't know if the report is true or not. We've had some issues like that, but I trust Michael Silver and what he's got to say.
Yeah.
He has never led me astray anyways. And my question to you is, if that's all they're asking, a 2-3, why aren't people knocking down the door?
I say, here's a 2 and a 3, and next year's 2, and I'll one-up you. That's like you go into a real estate market and you see a house that's seriously underpriced.
Yeah.
I go in and I sweeten the deal a little bit. You're asking $1.5 million. I'm going to give you $1.6 million.
Right.
Just a minute. Let's expedite this.
Yes. Let's get it done.
Let's get this done now.
I do not know why.
So you want a second and a third? We'll tell you what. I'll give you a second and a third and next year's third.
Here's a proven commodity.
Yes.
And all you're giving up is a second rounder next year and a third rounder the year after that, and those are commodities that you don't even know if they're going to pan out for you.
And this you know well.
And this you know well. He's got to miss the first three games because of a suspension.
But what is the suspension for, Steven? Let's be honest. His second DUI.
Yeah.
So we have some character questions.
So, you know, at least he's not doing the purple drink. He's not doing the doobie.
You know what?
You know, how many people go out and have a little drink? I'm not condoning this, by the way.
So Steven's not condoning DUI, but he's supporting it.
No, I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying. It happens to everything, to everyone.
I would rather have someone use illegal narcotics than DUI.
Okay.
I would rather have someone go blow their brains out on acid and cocaine than drive under the influence of alcohol. Because you're hurting yourself versus hurting a lot of innocent people.
Okay. I disagree with you there.
You'd rather have your life be killed by a drunk driver than this same stranger sit in his house and do drugs.
How do you know that just because he does drugs, he's not going to get in a vehicle as well? You're even more impaired.
We're guaranteeing in this situation, Steven.
Oh, okay. You're guaranteed? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't take guarantees like that.
Well, look at Vincent Jackson. Two DUIs.
Well?
We're guaranteeing that this guy is a bit of a knucklehead in that he has done something completely irresponsible, not just once, but twice.
Twice.
And repeat offenders are the scariest people to me because they did not learn their lesson the first time.
They did not.
And that is part of the reason,
I think. But did he get suspended the first time?
No, because you don't on first offenses.
Well, there you go.
You get given a second chance.
And I think maybe the problem is you don't give someone the first chance. That is when the punishment comes down. So then they learn their lesson.
You get fined or something like that the
first time.
Yeah, fine's
not a suspension.
No, it's not.
Where you're missing games.
He might have missed a game. He might have, but you know, and then again, a four game for a second offense,
if you're the Rams,
is just ridiculous.
If you're the Vikings.
Well, the Rams losing Donnie Avery is huge.
If you're the Titans and you are struggling to get a number one wide receiver to be ready for you, I don't see why you do not. Especially the Vikings, who have basically mortgaged their future.
Yeah, on this
to
season.
Bring back Brett Favre for another year, and now you don't have Sidney Rice for 8 weeks.
Yeah,
I'll go out and get him. I'm sorry, I'm going to go out and give me Vincent Jackson. And then when Sidney Rice gets back on the field, I got Jackson and Rice and a Percy Harvin
and Greg Camarillo.
Yeah,
I know you're not high in Camarillo, but I like him. I think Brett Favre makes people stars. If you can run a route and catch a ball, Brett will make you a star.
I wasn't big on that move.
I thought that move was fantastic because of exactly it's. Now it is creepy that we met him. Okay,
yeah, it's not creepy. I like the dude.
No,
he was a nice guy. But
dude, he went to my wife's high school. Yeah. He went to Stanford, and we like that. And but
not
I'm just
a
saying,
prototypical wide receiver. I was taller than him. When we did the interview.
I remember.
Okay. And I want someone who's big and fast and tall, and I can throw it up and he's going to go get the ball. That's what I want.
Have we ever had guys that are smaller that can go up and get the ball?
Not go up and get the ball. He's a possession type receiver. He's a Wes Welker like.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to play in the slot. He's going to get you those tough yards.
And I love Wes Welker.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not a big fan of the Wes Welker who had something like 128 catches last year, but did he have the most yards in the league? No,
there's not a lot of yak.
He had far significantly less
yards. No, but he's
going to
get you the first down.
I'd much rather have a guy who's going to give me 90 yards and 1,400 yards, 90 catches and 1,400 yards receiving than the guy who's going to catch the ball 123 times but only give me 1,000 yards receiving.
I'd rather have a guy that gets me a third down 80% of the time.
Well, because he did do that.
And that's huge.
But
that's
you know
huge.
And that's what I'm talking about. Third and two. Okay, you want a guy who's gonna get you third and two all the time, that's fine.
You need somebody on your team that does that regularly. You need
a couple
people.
Have that.
Well, it's certainly not Adrian Peterson. It's not Adrian Peterson.
Dude,
unless they're working if he starts in the backfield, he's done.
Done?
Done.
What is done?
I'm saying that he gets no yards. He gets minus one if he starts in the backfield with the ball. If he starts behind this with the quarterback in the pocket. He cannot handle the ball inside the pocket. He is only worth a lot anymore when he is outside the pocket.
I don't know where you're seeing it. So you're
I'm
saying
it
he
with
can
my
only
eyes.
Catch passes?
No, I'm saying that I'm saying
coming
that
out of the backfield,
you can work.
I saw him break a 28-yard run the other day.
Because he got outside. Very seldom is he making holes up the middle anymore.
It's not his job to make holes.
That's right.
It's his
the
job
offensive
to
line's
holes.
Whole job to make the holes,
right.
And they're not. And so he has to be getting the ball on the wings more. And that's what I'm observing from Adrian Peterson, which is making me happy that I don't own him in too many fantasy leagues.
I disagree.
Because
I
think there's a high-risk proposition. And he's vulnerable, but in the backfield.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Yeah. Good enough. So that's the Steven Jackson situation.
Yes.
Which has, trust me, he's done in San Diego. Speaking of people that are done.
They want to know who's done.
Can we speak of who's done in with their teams, respective teams? I'm thinking of a certain place in Glendale, Arizona.
Well, I was wondering when we were going to get to this news. I don't know if he's done yet.
Come Saturday.
Weisenheimer came out.
Down. Day.
All right. And so some people, I say Weisenheimer, and then I remember an email that we got today. Stop mispronouncing the names of the people. Come on, people.
That's
we're having
our
fun.
Schtick.
We're having fun. Okay. We know the dude's name is Weisenhunt.
Ken Weisenhunt. Okay. And it's Weisenhunt.
Thank you very much for the spelling there of Weisenhunt. I think it was wrong, but.
But it is W-H.
Yes. Yeah, we know.
I'm just saying, that's how much. It's Weisenhunt, Weisen. If you actually want to
don't
pronounce
go Weisen.
It.
Weisen. He's not Weisen.
But it's the.
But
H
I like Weisenheimer.
Weisenheimer is funny. That's this is edutainment, people.
Anyways, we're having fun here, but he came out again today. He says his status is still the same with Matt Leinart.
His status hasn't changed because he never really liked him.
Anyways,
did he draft Matt Leinart?
No.
Yeah. That was under the Romeo Crennel days, dude. Okay, this is not a Weisenhunt signing.
No, you're right. He didn't draft him. But the thing is,
guys play harder for Dreck.
Do you want to play Dreck all year long?
Do you want to play Matt Leinart all year long? I would refer people back to our website in the article I wrote, which is that the Arizona Cardinals have exposed that they don't have a quarterback.
Well,
they don't have a quarterback.
The other news is that they signed Darryl Dockett to a 4-year, $48 million contract.
He plays
extension.
Quarterback now?
No.
Oh. I was being facetious because I'm making the point that the team doesn't have a quarterback. I understand that they're locking up Darryl Dockett, who's a great player.
They're shoring up their defense.
Yeah, because that's what we're going to, that's all we can do. Because
the defense is going to have to clamp down and stop people from scoring points.
You know how many teams is Steven and I went through and made our predictions? This is the prediction show, yes. We remind you.
Yes.
Episode 6.20. Yes. Man, we moved past season 4. When did that happen?
I was like, man.
Went in a way back machine.
Yes.
And as we prepared for this, I was stunned at how many teams I have to. Oh, lovely. Lovely.
See my sheet?
I see
my sheet
your
with
sheet.
All the circles and stuff. And it was really cool because then I sat Elena here and I said, week one, Pittsburgh. And then I said, win, loss, loss, win, win. And she just put them all.
I didn't have any help.
And she just put in the W and the L.
You trusted her to do data entry?
She did it perfectly.
Oh, man. It must be nice to have somebody that can. I don't trust anyone to do data entry. I have trust issues.
You know, at the end, Jeffrey, here, I'll show you this. I'll show you the sheet. At the end here, you should have 256, 256.
I know. I have 255, 257.
Well, there you go. So you made a mistake?
Yeah.
She had 255, 257. She made one mistake out of the whole thing.
But how the hell did you find it?
It's easy. See, you don't have this. I added this line here.
You're adding things.
So then basically here, you make sure that these match
then
up.
I can find it?
16 wins and 16 losses. You would know which week.
But I can't
was
auto
the,
some because
the,
some of these lines are. I could probably auto some.
What are you doing?
I want
no,
to
you
add
don't
that
auto
right
some.
Now.
No, you don't auto some. You have to count.
Oh, my Lord.
So the first one is count if it's a W, and then count if it's a loss, and then it'll give you 16 and 16, 14, 14. And those numbers match up. If they don't match up, you know that's the week.
Can we copy and paste across computers? That would be really helpful.
Not across computers.
That would be really helpful, because I want that. I need to know where this error is. It's driving me batty. I went back to week two.
She actually, her mistake was like in week 17, and she swapped a... She put an L instead of a W for the Steelers.
This I am obsessed with this.
Yeah.
See, you know how seriously I take my picks.
It's a great little
And I haven't sent it out yet, so you're saying...
Dude, send it out. The season starts a week from today. Everybody,
a week
alert.
From today.
Give
a
me
week
the alert.
From today.
Siren.
I will.
Siren.
I can give the warning.
Warning, warning, warning.
1 week from today, the football season begins, baby. Vikings meet the New Orleans Saints 1 week from today. A day before my birthday, by the way, Jeffrey.
A day before we jump on a plane.
Did you go to the Apple store and get me the gift card that I was sold?
I was waiting for the new iPod announcements that came out yesterday.
Yes.
And yes. So that's all I'm going to say.
And then that's when
that's
you're going
all I'm say.
To the to what? That's all you're going to say?
That's all I'm going
to
it's a tease.
Okay.
So I was waiting for the new iPod announcements that came yesterday.
New iPods?
Yeah. New announcement. The new iPods came out. Did you not see the new iPods?
I did not.
Oh, my God. They're fantastic.
I'm not looking for a new iPod.
You think you're not looking. When Apple introduces something, you think, I'm fine. I don't need anything. And then they introduce it, and you go, well, on second thought, maybe I do need something. He's going right now.
Well,
to look.
Are they
the
different?
Nano, dude, is like it's like a pack of Chick-fil-A with a touchscreen.
Chick-fil-A?
You know, at the Mexican border. Chicle.
iPod Touch.
Look at the Nano. Screw that. The iPod Touch is amazing because it's got FaceTime and the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cameras
and
stuff.
I like the FaceTime.
Oh, me too. But check out the Nano.
Okay, I'm going to the
it's
Nano.
It's amazing. It's a little tiny, tiny square. Look down, down, down.
Yeah, here it is. It's here.
And it's got a touch screen. And the thing is the size of your thumb. It's amazing.
Yeah, but...
It's amazing. It's got a clip on it and everything.
All right.
It's so freaking cool. It is so cool.
I don't need that because I have an iPhone.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But when you like, you're working out.
I use my iPhone.
But this has the Nike thing built in. By the way,
so does my iPhone.
But it's a lot heavier.
Yeah, but
you're running. You know, this weighs nothing. You don't even notice this.
But I need the iPhone because you know that yesterday I went for 4 miles. And had I maybe at like mile 3 died, I could call my wife and she could come pick me up.
911. This does not dial with 911.
There you go.
But Life Alert is built in, so you can press a button and say, I've fallen and I can't get up. You can do that. So it's got that going for it.
I will give you, there's a cute
there's a sex
little,
appeal about it.
sexiness to it. I maybe not sexy, but it's...
It's fantastic.
You know what? It's for girls. I think it's a girl iPod.
It's definitely a young person's
The new iPod
toy.
Nano for the sexy female in your life.
It's so freaking cool.
I think that should be their tagline. For the sexy female in your life.
Or you guys that identify with sexy females. Not calling anyone any names.
Yeah, no. And you know what? We shouldn't, you know what? Do they pay us money for that advertisement there?
No, but you're the one who asked for the Apple Store gift
card. Gift card, yes, for the Apple Store. So, and the reason it's a gift card is
so I can buy whatever the heck
I
want.
Collect a whole bunch of them.
And I can get the 26-inch cinema display.
No, although that's pretty sweet.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's not what I'm getting.
It's like $2,000. But yes. Anyways, as we worked on, I'm coming back full circle to my original point.
Yes.
As I was going through my picks, and I think you jacked my story
by
talking about Emma.
As you were going to St. Ives,
you met a man with
seven
story.
Wives.
You know, there's people
Each
that,
wife
that
had
loathe
seven
you for interrupting me. There's people that loathe you for I'm not one of them, but there are people.
Okay.
And they're like, Jeff, you go, Jeff. Now, there's only five of you, and I appreciate you, though. I really do. All five of you, I love you. And so,
you know, you said as I was going to St. Ives. That's the story I know.
I didn't say as I was going to St. Ives. Okay. I said as I was going through my picks.
Yes,
is actually, which is nothing like that. I know. You jacked the whole story.
Sorry. Okay, go.
So now we're back.
It's all yours.
And here's the deal. I was stunned at how many teams are expecting to win a lot of games with their defense.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rattle off a list of teams that expect to win with defense.
Let me pull up my sheet.
I'm going to just go divisionally in order. The New York Jets expect to win with the defense. The Cincinnati Bengals expect to win with the defense, from my opinion. Okay, the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially in the beginning, expect to win with their defense. The Jacksonville Jaguars hope to win with the defense. Now I'm moving into the NFC now. The Giants hope to win with their defense. The Eagles pray to win with their defense. The Redskins hope to win with their defense. The Bears hope to win with their defense. Then we move into the Panthers hope to win with their defense. The Buccaneers need to win with their defense. Isn't this amazing? The Arizona Cardinals have to win with their defense. How many of these teams? This can't happen.
Of all those teams you just mentioned?
Yeah.
I don't got a single one in the playoffs.
Well, Steven, this is my point. Because defense does not win championships. I beg your pardon, Ray Rice. Okay?
Defense wins championships.
Yeah. Or was it Ray Rice or T.
Yeah,
Suggs?
No, it was Ray Rice.
Yeah, no, defense wins championship. It's a great sound clip, and I'll play it for you right now, but it just happens to not necessarily be the truth, okay?
Defense wins championships. Defense.
Defense.
But what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go, we dominate today.
Defense, you know, gives an opportunity to win championships.
I actually have Ray Rice's team in the playoffs this year.
Oh, sure. So why? Because of their offense.
But it's not because of the defense.
And their defense and that combination,
the combination
makes
of
them
the
defense scary good.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, I think, has turned
So Steven and I, we started the show without you guys. We're really sorry.
Yeah, we are.
We couldn't get – we have our predictions here, and how do we not start talking about them?
Yeah.
I had Baltimore up to as high as 14 wins.
Woo!
And I'm like, no, that's not going
to
happen.
To be honest, I had him at 14 wins, too. I brought him back down to 12 and 4.
And trust me, 12 is a much probably more accurate number than my 11.
But you know what? 12
and
4.
Scary good.
12 and 4 is only going to get you the number 3 seed in the AFC.
The AFC, my friends, is the most difficult division to make the postseason in. You will need at least 11 wins to make the postseason. There will be several teams, I predict, that will have 10 wins and will not go to the party.
I got my wild cards at 10 wins, but I've got some 10-win teams not making the team.
I have, let me tell you how many teams I have at 10 or more wins. Just in the AFC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams with 10 wins or more. That is disappointing because, I'm sorry, friends, only 6 of those get to go to the playoffs.
That's right.
You get 4 division winners and then 2 wild cards, the next 2 best teams.
And if you're San Francisco, you
well,
joy.
That's the NFC.
Yeah, in the NFC.
That was your point.
Yeah.
If you're in the NFC, how many teams I got over 10 wins? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got 5. I got 5.
You didn't go all in with Seattle, did you? They'll disappoint.
No, I got them at 8-8.
I got them at 9-7.
I got them at 8-8, just barely missing the playoffs.
And I got the 49ers at 9-7. Should we just get into it?
Let's get into it, because I'm sure people are like, no. Any other big news?
I'm just wondering, because I don't want to jip people out of big news.
Miss stuff again. No, we talked about Dockett getting the money.
Tom Brady is a roster lock. Why is this news? This is on NFL.com. My God.
It's a joke, Jeff.
It was sarcastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Big Ben Roethlisberger is a story that he is seeking for his reduction to go down to 3 games.
Yeah, at least
3 games.
He is set. And again, we've had bad journalism take place where we talked about this on the show earlier in the week where someone tweeted that, you know, it's actually going to be eliminated
5,
or something
right,
like
yeah,
that. Ridiculous. Right. And what is set is that after Friday's preseason game, the commissioner will be meeting with Ben Roethlisberger, and it has now come out a member of the family, the Steelers family.
Rooney family?
The Rooney. So Mr. Rooney and Ben are going to meet with commissioner. The idea of involving Mr. Rooney in this is that it is to lend credibility to Ben's argument that he would like it to be reduced more because he's done enough. And the idea is if the Rooney family is on board with this being some of the most upstanding people in the National Football League, then clearly the commissioner should be supportive of
if
this
as well. If
it's less
than 4, it's outrageous.
Because, again, no matter how much and how far he's come in his repentance and his turning his life around, the crime is still outstanding. Yeah. The act was still done.
Yes.
Okay? And there's nothing you can do to undo what you've done.
Yeah.
Okay? You can go forward and be a much, much better person, but you cannot change the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. So, that's the only other news article that's of worth significance. Wait a minute. What about the fight up in San Francisco?
Oh, gosh. And I'm so mad.
A fight. They're fighting.
I'm so disappointed that I don't have Barrows or Miyoko to talk to about this.
Yes.
They wrote their phone numbers down on a piece of paper, and I still have not unpacked from that trip.
Okay, I was about to say, do you still have that piece of paper?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
But you know what? You know what I'm going to find it is when we pack for New York next week.
Okay.
Because
which is official, right? We're in New York. We'll be there. We're
going to
be there.
It was official all along. Oh, we're okay. Now officially going to be Giants media at this event, which will be nice.
The Giants and the Carolina Panthers.
And the Jets are forthcoming.
I suspect, I'll take the visiting team again and you'll go into the
Giants. Well, you know, I was already thinking about this.
Mixed match.
First of all, it is only logical for us to, unless someone could come up with a better idea, we'd love to hear from the listeners. It is just Steven and I. And so after the game, generally the 2-minute warning, they make the media vacate and get to the press room so that the teams aren't waiting for
Actually, what I was reading, we should read our packages.
Do they have a zip line down to the press room? That'd be cool.
No, they don't.
It's but a new stadium.
I don't know how it'll be for the Giants, but for the Chargers, we actually could have gone down to the field at the 2-minute warning.
I knew that, but I would rather have been in. I wanted the. Post-game.
Yeah, I know. I would have liked to have gone and
there's
grabbed.
There's nothing like being on a football field.
I would have liked to have grabbed somebody on the field and asked him a couple questions before he went into
the locker room. Yeah, well, again, being only the two of us, we have to decide
we
how we're going to do this.
How we're going to handle it.
And with the Cowboys Chargers game, it was pretty simple.
Yeah.
Steven gets the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Gee. I wonder how that was decided. It was a non-issue, I'm much more of a Chargers fan than I am a Cowboy fan, so there's no argument.
But since you're announcing who you're cheering for this year, you've picked the New York Giants, so you won.
I picked the Giants, and I picked the Panthers.
Both of them?
So not true. Those teams were never contenders.
Right. So are you going to reveal? Are we going to reveal this now, or are we going to reveal it later? Because I'm a little confused. You are wearing a New Orleans Saints shirt, I guess because this is the last time you can do so.
Thank you. It is the last time I can do so. I said I'd show up here wearing the apparel, but I did
not
know.
You didn't have a chance to shop.
Steven, when I left here, did I know when the next show was going to be?
Oh.
No, I had no idea.
Until
it was
I called
2 days.
I was like, we're going again on Thursday.
Can you go in the morning? It's like, no, I have to work. And he's like, well, then we'll go after you work. Okay. I had no time to go shopping. I mean, as it is, the fact that I got the article written I don't even know what I wrote it on. Steven, can you help me remember what article I wrote most recently?
The most recent
on the website? The Cult of Tebow.
Yes, the Cult of Tebow.
That was fun.
It was
fun. That was an article that wrote itself.
Yes.
I didn't want to write it.
The Cult of Tebow.
I was actually working with a Broncos fan.
I like where
fan.
The article went.
Yes.
Very well.
And I hope
done.
People read it to the end.
I do.
Which is I'm not putting down Tebow in any way.
No. And I think there's some people who didn't
there was
quite
a person,
pick that up.
There was a person who posted that they thought that I was part of the problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm warning people to stop making heroes out of regular people and to, if I could have added, because it was over 700 words, and I try and keep all the columns to 700 words.
I'll give you 800.
If I had 900, it would have gone into, Stephen, this whole thing of, how about being a hero yourself to your kids?
Yeah.
That's where it would have gone.
I've always been a big proponent of the Charles Barkley, I'm not a role model.
Now, I believe players should try to be role models.
Yes, they should, but they're not.
Well, you know what? You can't take your kids and say, be like him.
Yes.
That is always, or take yourself and say, if only I could be like him.
Media and advertisers and stuff, they have a problem. Remember the whole, I want to be like Mike.
Be like Mike.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, and the whole Tiger Woods. I am Tiger Woods. Remember everybody, all the kids standing up, I am Tiger Woods. I am Tiger Woods.
I forgot about that campaign. That's troubling.
How?
If you're a kid that was in that spot, one of those commercials.
Think about it. I am Tiger Woods.
Okay.
No, I want, you know what? I would be a parent. I want that film trashed. I don't want my child.
I don't believe in censorship. However, I have a long talk with my kid and I make sure that I take all the hookers out of his cell phone.
Ouch. Ba-dum-bum. Ouch.
I teach him how to cover his tracks better. Come on, son.
Dude,
we have a failure to grasp.
That is awful.
That's sarcasm, Steven. Again, sometimes things are so dark you can only make fun of them. Okay?
I teach him to cover his tracks better.
Like any good father. Goodness. No, not true at all.
Yes.
And, we just raise your kids properly. Be a role model for your own kids.
Yeah.
And don't go and make this poor kid. And it's not like he's avoided the controversy in the limelight. And I'm talking about Tim Tebow. He has embraced to some degree and has brought some of this onto himself, especially with the commercial that he had run during the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That supported parenting versus it wasn't as much of an anti-abortion message as it was a pro-life message because his mother had a difficult, horrible, horrible possibility of dying, giving birth to him and stuff. So anyways,
go check out
our website, Cult of Tebow, and see what I think. It's a warning to the Cult of Tebow. Yes. Is the full name of the article.
Warning.
And it's just my thoughts on that and about building people up to be heroes and how we seem to like.
All right, Jeffrey.
Down.
So before we begin with, I'm going to just give you this right here that I've got on the front page
right now
of NFL.com.
How annoying is it when I break in a song in the middle of your sentence?
Season preview.
Right here, right now.
New contenders.
You just move on. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, you just need
Dang
to
move it.
On. Right.
Teach me, a wise
New
one.
New contenders.
New contenders.
And they've got the Atlanta Falcons.
Absolutely.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Absolutely.
New York Jets.
Maybe.
San Francisco 49ers.
Maybe.
Houston Texans.
Absolutely.
And the Miami Dolphins.
Not really.
As the new contenders.
But I like the idea. I like the idea.
Yeah.
Now, just to for those that are newer to the National Football League and things, what we tend to have happen is that there is typically four or five teams that come kind of out of nowhere and were not in the playoff picture a year ago that come in.
I have four new teams in the playoffs this year. Four.
Yes. And I have I think I have four as well.
All right. So let's get to it. We'll start with the AFC East. All right, Jeffrey, how about this? You go first with your things. I'll go mine, and then the next division, we'll swap it up.
Now, are we going alphabetically with teams, or
no,
are we going by
going
the standings
with
now?
Your standings, with what your standings will be.
Winning the AFC East,
Jeffrey
barely.
Has.
The New England Patriots with a record of 11-5.
Ooh.
Stop me if you've heard this song. The perennial division winners win the division.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Stop me if you've heard this. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
who do you got
coming
next?
A close second at 10-6 is the Nueva York Jets.
Ooh, you got them at 10 wins. Okay.
I did.
All right.
I really struggle with that because I do think that their offense is going to be significantly challenged.
Yes.
I don't believe in Matt Leinart. I like Matt Leinart a lot.
Mark Sanchez?
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, Mishavio High School, what are you going to do?
Right.
And did Leinart go there?
No.
But he went to USC. They both went to USC, but he made some Orange County
Leinart
connection.
Leinart was somewhere from down here. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from this area, so I confuse occasionally. Yes. And they look similar.
Mark Sanchez.
They both
do
have the dark
them.
Hair, yeah. You know.
And they
Anyways,
both SC, so.
Yeah, SC guys, kind of good looking. So New York Jets, 10-6, and then
where do you got the Dolphins? That's what I want to know.
Miami Dolphins come in next at 8-8.
Interesting. Okay.
A good season. And finally the Buffalo Bills go to 5-11.
Wow.
Okay. Now Steven's got the big wow. So
All right.
talk to
well,
me about
I'll tell
the big
you
wow.
what. I've got the New England Patriots winning the division with a 12-4 record.
One more game better than me.
One more better than you. And I've got the Jets one less than you at 9-7.
No.
And that will be the team from the AFC that will not make the playoffs this year.
I also have them not making the playoffs.
Right. I've got the Dolphins at 8-8, just like you. And I've got the Buffalo Bills at 3-13.
Completely possible, Steven.
Yeah, 3-13.
I just, you know, one of the things I do, and we're going to reveal our philosophies of how we go through and pick these things.
Yes.
One of the things I always refer to is last year's standings.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, so basically, my first go-through, and you share yours next. My first go-through, I go through your spreadsheet,
yes,
and I go vertically week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16,
okay.
17. So I go through each week of the NFL season, and I put in my wins and losses.
Okay.
And then I go back horizontally, and I go through each team, and I see where I have their records being, and
right.
I go, wait a minute, that's not right. There's no way you're going to go 16-0.
Right.
You're not going 16-0. It's not going to happen. So where's your loss going to come in?
Yeah.
Well, then I go back, and I look at the matchups of each team, and then, as one final thing, I look at last year's standings, and I say, how far does this deviate from last year's standings?
Right.
And if it's a factor of 5 or something, there better be an explanation.
Okay. All right.
How do you do it?
Very similar.
Besides having a slave called Elena.
I print out my schedule, weeks 1 through 17.
Right.
And
you circle the winners.
And I circle all the winners.
Interesting.
Because I want to go back and say, well, you know, I wanted the Patriots and
I want a record of what I thought.
I wanted the Patriots and the Jets to split so that I know, okay, I've got the Patriots winning this game, then they got to lose the next game.
They are going to split, trust me.
Yeah, so
and I think it may be on each other's
that is
home
why
field,
I have
by
it,
the way.
And I have the record of these were my initial thoughts.
God, that's awesome. I wish I had that.
So that's the first thing. Then I sit down. And I'm with the sheet where I've circled all the winners
and
the losers.
Slave.
And then Elena slits at the computer, and I tell her, New England Patriots, week one, win, loss, win, win, you know, and then she puts in.
So you go across horizontally with the
team.
Per team,
yes.
How do you find them each week?
I'm with the paper.
So right, but the paper's not by team, it's by weeks.
Yeah, it is by weeks.
So
I'm just a quick scanner.
You are a quick scanner, and that bugs me a little bit, because I wish I could do a lot of things faster.
I see. I'm a quick scanner. And so she just puts
it
in. And I tell her not to. I tell her not to tell me what the win loss is.
Right.
Because I don't want to see that until all the teams.
Yes. You want to see the final output.
So then we do that. And then I go back and I say thank you. Then I sort the divisions by the records.
Okay.
And then I was like, Whoa, wait a minute.
Hey, now.
I got the Baltimore Ravens at 14-2.
Steven, I had the Baltimore Ravens at 14-2.
I'm like, they're going to lose a couple more games.
Yes, they are. But it stunned me.
And then, as you know, when I do see a record like that that's a little high, I go back and I look at what they're. Basically, I then pull up this, Jeffrey, which is a very nice schedule on NFL.com, and you click by name and it gives you that team's schedule and whether it's home game or road game, and it's got a nice little map and everything. It's pretty cool.
That's really groovy.
And, yeah.
I don't know how it... What are the stars or whatever for?
Stars? What do you mean the stars?
I'm looking kind of far away.
Oh, those are the stars of whether people believe that's going to be a great matchup or not.
Oh, man. Because let me tell you, there are at least a dozen games this season that I seriously, my heart skips a beat when I think about
them. That's going to be a good game.
Like the Jets, Ravens, week one.
Oh, that's going to be a great game. We're going to be there.
And Steven, occasionally I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to be there.
We're going to be there. Yeah, we're going to be there. That's going to be good.
And then it's like, oh, I'm not going to be there. I wish I could be.
Yeah. So, no, good stuff. I was a little concerned.
So, wait. I want to hear the rest of your process.
Yeah, and then that's it. Then I used this map.
Right.
And I used their standings from a year ago
right.
to see, okay, man, they're winning five games. You know, they're winning four games more.
Right.
Why is that? And I look at their schedule, and I was like, yeah, that's pretty much right. And I like this because you just, you know, okay, that is a win, that is a win. You know, I'm checking as my sheet. I'm like, that is a win, that is a win. Ooh, I've got that as a win. I'm not
quite sure about
that.
It could go the other way, and so let's just toss it.
Right.
Let's flip it, and that way.
Yeah.
And then I like how it makes an impact on the other team, and I'm like,
yes.
That's because that is moving in the direction I need it to move.
Exactly. I had to do that with the Chicago Bears too.
Yeah, absolutely, because I had the Bears with like two wins.
It's weird because I had the Bears at 2-14. I'm
God,
like, that's not gonna happen.
No, it's not.
They're not that bad. Let's rethink the Chicago Bears a little bit. So anyway, so you and I, we've got the order in the AFC. And we've only got one team, the division winner, the New England Patriots, coming out of the playoffs. So
that
there
is
you
absolutely
go.
Correct. Now you get us started here on the AFC North.
Here we are. We get to go to the AFC North. All right. We start with Steven's picks, and I've got the division winner as the Baltimore Ravens at 12-4. Coming up behind them, the Cincinnati Bengals at 10-6. I'm going to hear from Steeler Nation as I've only got the Pittsburgh Steelers at 8-8.
Ooh.
And the Cleveland Browns bring up the rear as usual with a 4-12 record.
Okay, we differ a little bit here. So I have a tie atop the AFC North with the Ravens going 11-5 and the Steelers going 11-5.
What? What? As Emma would say. You know, I'm going to record her say
you
that
should.
Just so I can play it.
You
what?
Should.
I
have
wow.
the
how
Steelers.
How the Steelers getting 11 wins, dog? That's three more than I got there.
I know. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And how do I got it? I don't know, dude. I just do's.
And where do you got the Bengals at then?
Well,
third?
The Bengals come in third at 9-7.
Wow.
Now, what do you have the Bengals at?
10-6.
That's just one game difference.
It is just one game. Yeah.
But it could keep you out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then the Cleveland Browns at 5-11.
And I got them at 4-12. So we're very
close. Yeah,
with the exception of Pittsburgh.
The Ravens, you've got at 13, I think.
No, 12.
12. Okay, so that's only a game difference. Yeah. Pittsburgh's where we really disagree here.
Yeah.
I have a belief. Now, my concern.
They're going 1-3 before their bye.
Correct.
Before Roethlisberger gets
the I have 1-3 as well, and I have the win week
and
3.
So then you got them winning 10 games after their bye?
I have them only losing 2 and winning 10.
Wow, dude.
Now, my biggest concern,
I got to pull up that schedule.
You do need to pull up the schedule.
All right.
Now, I haven't had the advantage of your beautiful map that NFL.com produces.
Well, because it also goes into
your
play.
Your travel.
The travel and how far they got to go for a game.
That's amazing.
This is pretty fantastic.
They only make one trip out west. Besides that, they do not leave the Mississippi River. They don't travel the other side of the Mississippi River.
Yeah, yeah.
They make one trip. Everything else is right there in the eastern seaboard. Well, not seaboard, but the eastern part of America.
Right.
Everything's south of Lake Michigan, basically. The only exceptions are probably Kansas City and Dallas or something, or Houston.
They go down to
New
they
Orleans.
They play the Saints.
New Orleans.
They play the Saints.
See, they don't even go that far east. It's just New Orleans.
And they go out to Oakland to play the Raiders.
Yeah. So, but based on their schedule, tell me. So here's where I've got them losing.
All right.
And winning, and you tell me. So we're going to start week 6.
Okay, because we've got them losing week 1, 2, and 4.
Correct.
Okay, so start with week 6.
Week 6, I have a W.
Okay, me too.
And whom are they playing?
Speed it up.
Okay.
Speed it up. I'll tell you. Browns.
They play okay, the week 7, a W.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Okay.
And week 8, a loss.
I got a loss there against the Saints.
There you go.
Okay.
Week 9, a W.
I got them losing to the Bengals.
Okay, who's home?
It's in Cincinnati.
It's in Cincinnati. I could be completely wrong about that one there, and that could be the swing difference.
Right.
That's a huge one. Week 10.
Week 9.
Week 9 was the
Bengals.
With the Bengals.
Week 10.
Week 10.
I got them.
I got a W.
I got them winning that game as well.
Okay, 11 a W.
I got them winning that game.
12 W.
I got them losing that game.
Okay, and that's against?
And that's against the Bills in Buffalo.
Yeah, I think
that's one of my games where, you know what, I feel the Bills are just step it up.
Now, mind you, I've got the Bills with 5 wins already.
Yeah.
You've only got them with 4. So
I only got them 3, actually.
Oh, 3.
That's one of them.
Okay. So then next week, week 13, a loss.
And I'm losing to the Ravens.
Absolutely. So week 14 through 17 now is a win.
Yep. And then they lose the final game of the season. I got them going to Cleveland and losing there.
So you basically have them losing within their division.
They're splitting within the division.
See, my thought is that coming out of the bye week, I'm not sure about the week 6 game, frankly, because with the new quarterback everything,
with
that's going to be
tough. Yeah,
it's going to be really tough. However, I believe they really go on a tear. And assuming that their defense can stay healthy.
I think that they start a little rhythm in week 10, but it's going to come apart. It's going to come apart.
Why?
Because they've had just...
Injuries to defense.
They've had an off season of what
turmoil.
I call okay turmoil.
What would you
word.
Call it?
Huh?
What do you call it? I interrupted you.
No, it's chaos is what I was
okay.
going to say. It's an off season of some chaos, and I think that once you start 1-3, that does a little to your psyche.
Okay,
you look
to
up,
mediocre teams,
and you're
it
like,
kills them.
You look up and you're like. Or 1-3, man. That's a tough climb.
What happened to the Titans when they started 0-5?
They made a huge significant change at the quarterback position.
Correct, and they're making a huge significant change at the quarterback position after starting 1-3.
Yeah, but it's the quarterback that I'm worried about.
You don't think that Ben's still got it necessarily?
No, I don't think that.
Or the locker room or whatever.
You know, I think that there's a problem. With him being away, it was one of the things I don't like about the NFL. I understand why they do it, but him being away from the team and the facility for that long of a period, and he hasn't, to me, looked quite sharp in the preseason.
No, but it's the preseason.
It is the preseason, but still, you're trying to look a little sharp, and he hasn't. He hasn't. As a team, they've looked okay.
Yeah.
But he individually hasn't looked sharp. And now you're going to be off another 4 weeks. Vince Young wasn't off 4 weeks. He was there practicing with the team every week. He
Absolutely.
Was getting snaps and stuff.
Absolutely.
So when they
he
made
was on
that
the sideline
change,
the whole time.
He was ready to go. Ben's going to have to come in off. You got to get your football legs underneath you.
Right.
You got to get that game underneath you, you know, and I think they will struggle after their bye week a little bit.
Well, I agreed with that, and I really struggle with the week six pick, which is after their bye. I have no trouble imagining them losing coming out of bye.
Yep.
With that transition, but okay.
So there you go. So that's the first difference. Now
big
we'll,
difference, Steelers.
We will go over to the AFC South. Take it away, Jeffrey.
The winner of the AFC South will surprise no one, and you know who will surprise least?
Me,
Peyton Manning,
Indianapolis Colts.
Peyton Manning knows he's winning this division again because he always does. And you know what, though? He doesn't take it for granted. He just works harder.
He just work hard, yeah. You know what? Teams are catching up. You know what we need to do? Work harder.
We need to get better. Yeah. And this, I have, is the most competitive division in all of football.
Yeah, I do not have a losing record within this division.
Wow!
Yeah. I do not have a losing record within this division.
I have an outright sucky team on this division.
I don't
know. And it's not hard to imagine which one it is.
I'm pretty sure I know who you've got down there, but sure. I don't see it. Okay, go ahead. Give me the numbers.
Okay, so the Indianapolis Colts go 12-4.
Okay.
And the Tennessee Titans come in at second at 11-5.
Okay.
And the Houston Texans come in at 10-6. And bringing up the rear, a distant fourth, is the Jacksonville Jaguars at 6-10.
Whew, okay. My numbers are very. I've got the same order as you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Indianapolis Colts winning at 13-3.
Okay.
I've got the Tennessee Titans coming in second at 10-6.
Well, by the way, we'll break it down later.
10-6. I've got the Houston Texans at 9-7.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars at 8-8.
Interesting.
I do not have a losing record in that division.
Indianapolis, Week 17. Do you got a W or an L?
I put a W in there.
Yeah,
it could be an L.
I think it's a we don't have to play game, and we've seen what they do when they don't have to play.
Well, I think that the way I've worked it out, they have to play for home field advantage.
Yeah, when I came down to my week 17, they didn't need to win the division.
I see. Okay. Well, no, this is I'm taking home field advantage into the picture and everything. I've got it all broken down. And they need to win week 17 if they're going to want home field advantage to the playoffs. And I'll show you why with my next team in a minute.
Well, yeah, since I've only got two teams in the AFC with 12 wins,
okay,
they didn't need the 13th.
Okay.
So they would lock up the other home field by along with my AFC West champion that I'll let everyone use their radical imaginations to whom that might be.
All right, well, we'll get
where do we differ? We differ mostly on Jacksonville.
The Colts with one game difference. We got the Titans with one game difference. Houston one game difference. And I've got the Jags winning 8-8.
That's two games difference, which isn't huge. Difference.
It's not huge, but I think that they are not as bad as they are going to struggle coming out of the gate. That is where the majority of their losses are going to come.
That's where the majority of their wins are.
For you? I've got them starting
I've
the season.
I've got them winning week one in an upset.
Okay, see, I've got them losing week one.
Well, no.
I've got them winning week one. I'm sorry. I've got them winning week
Interesting.
One. But then I've got them losing 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they don't win again until week 7.
Okay. Now, see, I do have them picking up a couple W's along the way, but most of so I'm curious.
I see the Jaguars finishing strong, finishing the season after their bye. They come out of their bye and
they lose out of their bye.
No, they're winning at
so
home.
So tell me, once your screen gets drawn, tell me who it is that they play coming out of the bye.
Coming out of the bye, they play the Houston Texans.
Week 10.
Week 10.
There you go. I've got the Texans handling that game because
I've got them splitting. These two teams generally split.
They almost always do.
Yeah.
And this is a very competitive division where typically the Colts win, but the games are close.
Yeah, and then so they're beating the Texans, they're beating the Browns, they're beating the Giants. They lose to the Titans, they're beating the Raiders. And week 15, they're losing to the Colts, and
agreed.
Then I got them beating the Redskins. And
agreed.
And the Texans last game?
Yeah, probably. Week 17, I've got them with a big L on there.
Yeah, I think that depends on how the playoff situation is. I figured the Texans were already with their 9 wins. They wouldn't be fighting as hard to get that 9th win.
And I believe that they are fighting for the 10th win. that will actually secure them a wild card spot, because I believe all the wild cards are coming from the AFC South.
I thought that too, but then the numbers didn't play out that way.
So. Right, and the numbers are what the numbers are.
Right, right.
I'm curious about the Colts losses. Let's talk about those. Since
I've got the Colts losing late in the season.
Give me a week and the team.
Well, I don't have them losing until week 11.
I have them losing week 10. That's interesting, but not 11.
Okay,
so let's start there.
Week 10, as they play the Bengals. I got them beating the Bengals, but then the following week.
Wait, are they on the road?
They're at home.
They host the Bengals, I have the Bengals surprising them in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I've got them winning game, but then the following week.
You know what that's about?
What's that about?
That's the Jim Caldwell thing.
Okay.
See, you are certainly going to win your game. No Colts team is going to lose coming out of a bye, which is week 7. So week 8, you got a W down. And week 9, whom did they play?
Eagles.
Eagles they should have no trouble with. And then, to me, it's like, now we are at 8-0, and the talk starts again.
Yeah.
The talk starts, and I think that it starts to get to them, and that's where I have them going to a win-loss kind of stagger thing from this point, because I think coaching starts to catch up with you.
I actually have them, okay, so week 11, I have them beating, week 11,
I have them losing
to the Indianapolis, to the New England Patriots.
That's going to be just one heck of a game. That could go either way. I got no problem with that.
It could go either way. I've got them losing that game.
I think, but you know what, Steven?
Then week 12, I've got them beating the Chargers, Stevie, and that's going to be the difference here. In that very game? Yeah.
Against the New England Patriots?
Yes.
I asked Jordan, because I could not decide.
Ah.
And I asked Jordan, and Jordan couldn't decide. And Jordan took my lucky Sahara dollar coin. And he flipped it. And that is how we came up with the winner to this game. That's how much I am looking forward to this game. I don't know.
I think the Patriots got a chip on their shoulder with the Colts.
I think they got a chip. But see, the problem is, how many chips can you have on your shoulder?
Well, that's true.
They've got the Jets chip on their shoulder. Yeah. They've got the Bills chip on their shoulders. They've got the Dolphins. They got so many chips on their shoulders. Steven's getting hungry. Just look at all those chips.
Yeah. That's, all right. So then I've got the Colts losing 13 and 14.
I've got them back-to-back losing just 14.
Back-to-back games. So,
and 14 is?
To the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee.
Okay, me too.
And then
I got them losing week 17.
Okay. And
because they don't need to, from my point of view.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. I've got we're pretty similar there.
Very interesting.
Let's go. That brings us to the AFC West. All right, my division winner, Jeffrey, right out of the bat, I shouldn't surprise anyone. I've got the San Diego Superchargers.
San Diego Chargers.
The Chargers with a 13-3 record will be the number 2 seed for me, and we'll get to the seeding here in a moment. But 13-3, I've got the Kansas City Chiefs up next at 6-10.
Wow.
I've got the Oakland Raiders at 5-11. And bringing up the rear, and boy, are the emails going to come out. I've got the Denver Broncos at 2-14.
You left it there. I had the Broncos at 2-14
I went back to the schedule.
I know.
And I was like, I cannot change a thing.
Oh, dude.
For the Denver Broncos.
You're going to wish you had somewhere.
Maybe. Because you know what? Just like you went down with the Tennessee Titans a couple years ago, I might go down with the Broncos ship. But based on what I've seen and based on all of the injuries that this team has had to deal with, they get 2 wins.
Where's the groovy logos with the teams on the schedule here that ESPN had like yesterday when I was going through my thing?
I don't know, but go ahead.
Really,
I want you. Let's get your West prediction.
Well, it makes it harder for me. I need
yes, Mr. Visual.
I need the logos. So AFC West winners, no drama. 12-4. San Diego Superchargers coming in second. Now, mind you, at one point I had the remaining three teams 6-10, and that was just weird to look at. They were all 6-10,
but it can happen.
It could, but it was just weird. I didn't change it because it looked weird. I just did because other factors came in.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders come in second at 6-10.
All right. That's why I got the Chiefs.
And Kansas City Chiefs, 5-11.
Yeah, that's why I got the Raiders.
There you go. So we just.
So where do you got the Broncos at?
I brought them all the way up to 5. Against my will, I brought them all the way up to 5. And I need to know why. So pull up their thingy.
All right. Pull up their thingy.
No, don't pull up their thingy. Pull up that web page.
Okay. The Denver Broncos. I've got them beating Seattle week two.
Absolutely.
At home. And then the only other win I'm giving them is week seven. They are beating the Raiders at home.
Okay. Now, those are my first two wins also.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
And I go all the way up to week 10, and I've got them winning coming out of their bye week.
They could possibly beat the Chiefs.
Okay. So they're playing Kansas City, and they're coming off a bye.
Yep.
So I think that's very doable. It's a home game.
Okay.
Now, tell me who's week 12.
Week 12, they've got the St. Louis Rams.
Okay. Okay. Now, this Rams team, I'm feeling pretty good about.
I'm feeling pretty good about the Rams.
But I think they're getting tired by this point of the season.
They might be.
So week 17. I don't have them winning again until week 17.
They're beating the Chargers. I don't think the Chargers are losing. Chargers...
I think the Chargers have zero to play for at this point because, again, 12 wins is enough, and they will have their 12 to win the division and to secure home field, they don't start anybody.
In my scenario, you need 13 wins to get home field advantage.
That's the only reason I have them beating the Chargers. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have them lower as well.
Right. So
fascinating.
Here we go. So this is how it plays out for me in the AFC, my division winners. And the number one seed would be the Colts at 13-3. And then the number two seed would be the Chargers at 13-3. They tie, but by virtue of a week 12 loss that San Diego loses to the Colts would give the Colts the division. The Baltimore Ravens would be the number three seed at 12-4. The Patriots would be the four seed at 12-4. And by virtue of a week six win that the Ravens beat the New England Patriots, that gives them the three over the four. And then my two wild cards would be the Tennessee Titans at 10-6 and the Cincinnati Bengals at 10-6.
That is some exciting stuff, Stephen.
Thank you very much. So, I'm pretty excited about it. I looked at it and I was like, I tried somehow to get the Jets back into the playoffs because I've been feeling some of the Jets love watching Hard Knocks.
It's exciting.
And stuff, but... I couldn't get them to get to the 10 wins and get the proper wins.
I got them to 10, but it still doesn't even get them in.
Yeah, so
I'm there with you,
so
buddy.
So there you go. Give me your division winners, Jeffrey, and your wild cards.
Now, the division winners, I'm feeling less and less of my Steelers after listening to you, and I struggle with that.
Don't struggle.
Dude, I struggle, man.
Okay, you're struggling, people.
I struggle, people. So here we go. We've got the division winners who will get their byes as the San Diego Chargers, Indianapolis Colts, same as you, correct?
Right.
Okay, now here's where it differs a little bit. We still have the same division winners with the...
Ravens and the Patriots.
The Ravens and the Patriots, correct. Yes. And I haven't broken all mine out, so I've just got my division winners there. My wild card teams now is going to come down to tiebreakers that I didn't have the time to get down to. So I suspect now of my remaining teams with 11 wins, we have Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and is that it? That's it.
So you got Pittsburgh and Tennessee.
Yeah, Pittsburgh and Tennessee. Huh. Didn't expect that. That surprises. This is why you do this fun. And again, for show donors, I promise I will get it out before the end of tomorrow.
Yes. So then you don't have both your wild card teams coming out of the South.
No, because Houston's only got 10 wins and you got to have 11.
Right.
Oh, how sad.
All right.
Okay. So, therefore, New England is going to be playing Tennessee. Baltimore is going to be playing Pittsburgh. And the Chargers and Colts have the week off, and you're gonna have the favorites advance.
Wow, my wild card weekend would be Tennessee at New England, and
me
Cincinnati
too.
At Baltimore,
and I have Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Man, that's gonna be good stuff.
It is.
That's gonna be good stuff. All right, let's head to.
Are you not going beyond that?
No, no,
no.
Oh well, no, later on we will.
Oh, later
let's
on.
Let's get to the NFC
in this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get to the NFC.
I was all worried that we weren't going there.
Yeah, we are. But okay. We just finished up the wild card for the AFC. Now let's do the NFC divisions.
We'll get
the wild card and then we'll proceed.
Wow, this is complicated.
It is. All right, we got to move along. And how about I start with the NFC East?
Please do.
All right, the NFC East coming up. And, I really had to work the numbers here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with my division winner. I think the Cowboys will repeat.
I'd be shocked if they didn't.
As division winners.
Especially in this division.
Yeah. Here are where the numbers are going to just kind of baffle people. Usually this division is pretty strong and the numbers are pretty phenomenal, but I've got the Philadelphia Eagles next at 8-8.
Philadelphia Eagles at 8-8. All right.
Followed by the New York Giants at 7-9.
Okay.
And bringing up the rear will be the Washington Redskins at 4-12.
Okay. We don't differ too much here, right, but where we differ, it is huge.
Take it away.
Dallas Cowboys 12-4. You have them what?
13-3.
All right. And I'm pretty sure I know exactly which game we differ on. New York Giants 8-8.
Okay.
And you have them.
I have the Giants at 7-9.
Okay, there you go. Redskins 5-11 next.
Where do you have
big
the Eagles?
Drop off 4-12.
Whoa, that's a big difference. I got the Eagles at 8-8.
I know.
That's a big difference. That is.
I know.
Yeah, I know. He keeps saying, I know. All right, so you want to take a look at that schedule?
I would like to have a gander.
All right, we're going to take a look at the gander.
First of all,
here,
just let me tell you, do you think this Eagles team is a good team?
I don't think they're bad.
Do you think they're good? That's different than not being bad.
They're decent. You want me to say good, yes or no?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a vote of confidence.
I've got them at 8-8, so I've got them right smack down
then
the middle.
That would be a respectable team.
Okay, just a respectable team. Let's see where you've got. So you've only got. Let's start with the four wins. You only got them with four wins.
Well, I hope you would agree with these four wins.
All right,
Week
two, I got a win.
Against whom? The
Lions.
Okay, the Lions. And then week six.
I got a win there.
Against?
Week six is against the Falcons. They're at home, though.
Week 11.
Week 11, I have a win there. And that is at home against the Giants.
Okay, and that's going to be a dicey one. All and right. Then week 16.
Week 16, I have them losing week 16.
Fascinating.
And that is against the Vikings.
That is one of my major, major upsets. I think the Vikings look past them and are starting to, and they're physically starting to fall apart at that point. But I still have them in really good shape. So.
Okay.
Now, you're giving them additional wins where?
I am giving them additional wins. I am giving them, they're going to start off the season with an upset. They're going to beat the Packers.
Oh, that's so not going to happen.
They're at home.
$200.
They're at home. And I will make a bet with you off air.
It was pretend money. Okay. It was pretend money. My God.
Off air.
You thought it was real money?
Yeah.
Who on earth would think that it's real money? But $200 of pretend money.
Eagles at home to start off the season. Packers always travel horribly.
Yes, they do.
Early in the season.
Yes, they do.
That is going to be my upset. I've got them winning that game. You said we got them winning week two. I've got them winning week three against the Jaguars. Week six, we agreed on that win. Week seven, I got them upsetting the Tennessee Titans. One of the Titans'
that would be upsetting.
Losses. Then I've got them winning week 12. I got them beating the Bears. Week 15, I've got them beating the Giants. And week 17, I got them beating the Cowboys. The Cowboys will have nothing to play for.
All righty then.
Yep.
Now, I'm not buying the youth movement working out of the gate.
Okay.
That's really what it comes down to. I think Andy Reid has, they've been calculated about this. They know what they're doing. They mentally let Donovan leave. Mm-hmm. They are ready for the Cobb era to begin, but they are such a young, inexperienced team. Andy's having the time of his life with these guys. You know, and it's all good, but it's going to take a season for
them. Check this out. The Eagles are going to be my rendition of last year's Denver Broncos. They start the season at 5-2. Okay? They're going to be looking great.
Right.
And then they're going to come out of their bye week, and they're going to struggle immensely, and they will end the season at 8-8.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting if that happens. I mean, that is one of the things that's fun.
Where did you have the Redskins, by the way?
5-11.
Okay, just one game more than me, so. We're pretty close there. All right.
Now, which is disappointing because I want to see Donovan do well.
I think he'll do well in the two games he plays against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Trust me, those are W's.
Of my four wins, both of those are wins for him.
Yeah.
So that'll be a great season.
He's going to bring it. We should go to one of those.
We should. We will be. All right. The NFC North, Jeffrey, take it away.
All right. Boom, boom. The NFC North. The Green Bay Packers will win that division at 12-4.
What?
Okay. The Minnesota Vikings will be chasing them closely, but coming in second at 11-5. And then the fall off is very rapid.
Uh-huh.
The Detroit Lions, though, will move upwards significantly to 5 wins and 11 losses. A big improvement, and they are going to be a team to be reckoned with next season.
Okay.
In 2011, look out for the Lions. Chicago Bears are in such a rebuilding mode. I wonder if they need a new building.
You got them in the cellar?
4-12.
Ooh, mama.
And that those 4 wins, I also had them at 2 and had to do some finagling to get them to the 4 wins.
All right. Well, I've flip-flopped the division winner here. I've got the Minnesota Vikings at 12-4 winning the division. I've got the Green Bay. Now, I guess we should preface this with only if Quattro stays healthy.
This is the case for almost all of our picks.
All right. I mean, think there are some teams who can manage with the...
They cannot manage the same records.
No. They get pretty close.
So I'm going to go Phillip Rivers, Peyton Manning, what's his name? Like Tom Brady.
Okay.
Joe Flacco, Vince Young, Tony Romo. Right. I mean, come on. All these guys. These teams, Drew Brees.
Well,
these teams do not succeed.
I think it's more prevalent with this team because the dude's already starting with an injury where he's getting cortisone shots.
No, he's getting a lubricant.
Okay, lubricant. Whatever.
A cortisone kind of freezes it.
Yes, yeah. It's not a cortisone. Numbs it. It's a.
I told you, he's getting some
oil change.
Right. He was getting some 10W30, and it improves viscosity thermal breakdown. Are you putting 10W40 still in your vehicles, dude?
No.
You are ruining them.
10W40 is what you use to kill, like, the squeaks in metal.
Steven, that's WD-40.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
This is the weight of your motor oil. And if you want to ruin your engine out here in this hot Southern California
That's why I don't change my motor oil.
And, Steven, by the way, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay, thank you.
So just so someone's screaming at their, no, in the heat, you want 10W40. I swear you do. I don't know. I don't change my own oil. Yeah. I did. A couple times.
A long time ago.
They were many, many moons ago. Yes. But
all right. NFC.
My wife used to bleed her own brakes. So how's that, guys, huh?
NFC South.
You want me to take this one too?
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
NFC South. All right. I've got, for the first time in a while, last year's division winner winning it again. I've got the New Orleans Saints.
How do you not?
At 12-4 winning the division. The Atlanta Falcons, though, are on their heels season long.
Yes, sir.
They come in second at 11-5.
Yes, sir.
Then the drop-off for me, I got the Carolina Panthers at 5-11 and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Pirates, who do something every once in a while, especially 4 weeks throughout the season, at 4-12.
Wow, you got them with 4.
Yes, I did.
I couldn't do that. I finally had to just give up trying.
All right,
give
us your numbers, dog.
All right, at the top of the table we have the 12-4 New Orleans Saints.
Same thing.
And at the second position we have the Atlanta Falcons at 9-7.
Ooh,
at one point I had them much higher.
Two games.
I had them much higher, so I'm probably wrong.
All right.
And then the Carolina Panthers at 7-9.
That's two games more than me.
Yeah, and trust me, they were lower too. I had to fudge these numbers because they finished so much better last year.
Jeff is fudging the numbers.
And the Pirates, who can't do anything, have back-to-back wins, and that's it in week 7 and 8.
Huh. All right.
So I'm dying to know who those teams are that they actually beat.
All right.
Week 7 and 8. I'm just very curious at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule because that's too
weird. Week 7, they beat the Rams, and week 8, they would beat the Cardinals.
Well, there you go. I think that can do. That can happen.
Well, I've got 7-8 as well. Actually, I've got them losing 8. I've got them winning 7. That's their first week win of the season.
Yep, me too.
I've got them losing 8. I've got them winning week 10 when they play the Panthers at home.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, but it could certainly happen.
Yeah, and then I've got them with back-to-back weeks wins week 13 and 14. Week 13, I've got them upsetting the Atlanta Falcons. And then week 14, I've got them beating the Redskins.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Those are not crazy things to think.
Yeah.
They're not crazy things
to think. All right, Jeffrey, that brings us to the NFC West.
I have a tie atop the division.
Whoa!
And I was mistaken. It is not 8-8 that's going to win this division.
It's 9-7
that's going to win this division.
I got 9-7 winning the division.
But you only have one team at 9-7.
I have two teams at 9-7.
Okay,
well, tell me who you got first and who's going to win. Do you have, alphabetically,
the San Francisco 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers!
That's not their song at all. Seattle Seahawks at 9-7.
I've got the Seahawks at 8-8. We're doing this one together.
Oh, we're doing this one together. Yes. I see. We've changed it for the last one. Okay. Next, we have a serious, serious fall off.
Yes.
But not if you ask Rams fans.
Okay.
Because they go to 5-11, which is a lot better than.
I've got the Rams at 5-11, but that's just good enough to bring up the division.
Oh, you got them in the basement at 5-11. I have Arizona falling further and further.
Where do you have the Cardinals?
4-12.
Wow, I've got Arizona at 6-10.
Good luck with that.
Arizona at 6-10 in third place.
And Drek's going to get him there?
He's going to have to. He's going to have to.
So basically, this is the we never finished this story. It has come down to Matt Leinart will be traded by Saturday or will be released.
Traded or cut?
Yes, he will not make the final roster cut down this weekend.
It's
inconceivable, Stephen. I mean, it truly, if anything, warrants that little goofy
guy's
voice.
That might be the biggest bust since Todd Marinovich?
Inconceivable!
For Southern California USC quarterbacks?
Yeah. You know, there's a list. And trust me, if the Bengals don't get it done this year, you can start to add Carson Palmer to that list. Although he had a great season.
He did.
That 13-3 season was magical.
That injury really did stuff to him.
It did massive stuff to him, and he is not necessarily rebounding.
All right, so let's get to the division winners. Jeffrey, I'll let you go first here in the NFC East. Give me your division winners in the order of seeding teams.
Okay, your wild cards that will get the week off will be the Cowboys and the Packers.
That's actually the conference champions.
Conference champions that will get the week off is the Cowboys and the Packers.
Wow, Dallas and Green Bay get it off.
To take a break.
Then the next two division winners?
New Orleans Saints and the Seattle Seahawks.
What? You've got the Seahawks, beating the Niners, they're both at 9-7.
And here's the only reason.
Okay?
Here's the only reason.
You like Pete Carroll. You got a man crush on Pete Carroll.
Nothing
Your
can
man
be further
crush
from
index
the truth.
For Pete Carroll MCI, is so high.
Please, it's an MCI.
Okay. Your MCI for Pete Carroll is so high that you had to give him. And you lost all respect for the Niners because they got no flash and no sexiness.
Now, let me tell you the part that you've got right about this. You've actually got a few things right.
All right.
I think Pete Carroll is one of the best 50-something old men I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Good looking.
Okay. Yep. So I think he's a good looking man. No MCI, however, because don't like him that much.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're wrong on one thing. On one side, it's like, okay, I've never thought of him that way, but yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like to look like that when I'm his age.
All right.
I got no issues with that. Although my hair would have to be blonde and I'd have to tan even better than I do, which I tan pretty well. And I'd have to lose a lot of weight and I'd have to shrink a little bit. But besides that, I look just like him. And, it's simply that everybody and their sisters' hairdresser is taking the 49ers.
Everybody in the
system. And I have to be a contrarian.
All right, Mr. Contrarian.
And look, who has most recently been to the postseason, the Seahawks or the 49ers?
Yeah.
So that was when push came to shove. It's like, no, that's the Seahawks.
All right. But in what I have seen from who is making the moves in the right direction, it's the San Francisco 49ers, and that's what I've got. So give me your two wild cards quickly, and then I'll just give you mine.
My two wild cards are going to be the Atlanta Falcons are going to slide in there, along with the Minnesota Vikings.
All right. Well, we have basically all the same teams except for one, Seattle. My division winners are the Cowboys at 13-3 with the number one seed. The Saints at 12-4 would get the number two seed. The Vikings are the third seed. They're at 12-4, but based on a tiebreaker that they played in week one and New Orleans winning that game, New Orleans gets the number two seed there. And then San Francisco would bring up the weir at 9-7 as the final fourth division winner. My wild cards would be Atlanta at 11-5, followed by the Green Bay Packers at 11-5. They have the exact same record, but by virtue of an Atlanta Falcon win in week 12 over Green Bay, gives the Falcons the fifth seed in Green Bay going to the
season. What I admire is that all of your teams, Stephen, have really strong records and deserve to be in the playoffs.
Yes.
There is nobody who barely ekes in here.
Well, the Niners.
11 wins, though.
Niners at 9-7.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah, Niners at 9-7.
But no, they're the division winners,
they're
though.
The division winners.
I'm talking about, so aside from division winners, the wild card teams.
Yeah, the wild card teams.
There's nobody just weaseling their way into this.
Wild card teams
are earning it.
Yeah, wild card teams are making it, which means my wild card matchups for the NFC would put the Green Bay Packers traveling to Minnesota to face the Vikings, and the Atlanta Falcons would travel to San Francisco to face the 49ers.
I see.
I have the tide turning. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers will finally get the last laugh. They will take care of the Vikings and send Brett Favre into his merry retirement, beating them in the wild card game. And I've got the Atlanta Falcons taking care of the Niners in the wild card game.
You know, I need Brett to survive the wild card weekend to face
the Packers.
The Packers.
Okay.
I've got to get them out of there. Right. Because I got them on a bye along with Dallas.
Yeah.
So wild card weekend is the Saints, Seahawks, Vikings, and Falcons.
All right.
And basically, I am certain that Seattle will not survive wild card weekend.
Okay.
As a division winner, which means that I've got the Falcons and the Saints advancing.
Advancing. Okay, so then let's get to the divisional round. Jeffrey, we'll start divisional round in the AFC.
Okay, in the AFC, we have the San Diego Chargers, Indianapolis Colts, New England Patriots, and Baltimore Ravens.
So you've got all the division winners.
We've got all the division winners. Yep. Based on records, what you would have is you would have, with 12 wins, San Diego having the number one seed, and they would be playing the number four, the worst team of the division winners.
Which would be...
Well, actually, I've got two 12-win teams. I've got the Colts and the Chargers, which means they're going to be playing
the Colts,
the Patriots,
and
Ravens.
Play each other week 12. So who did you have win that game?
Week 12.
For the Chargers.
Chargers.
So win or loss?
Win.
So then they would be the number one seed.
Okay.
The Colts will be the number two.
So at the bottom of my list, because I didn't go this far, we've got Baltimore and New England.
Yep.
And the record there in New England, I have with 11-5. And Baltimore, I've got 11-5. So now what do I do?
Week six, who did you have win?
Baltimore I have week six losing.
Then New England would get the higher seed.
So New England would play Indianapolis, and Baltimore would play San Diego.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Quickly for me, I would have, because I actually have the Tennessee Titans upsetting the New England Patriots in the wild card, and then the Bengals would lose to the Ravens. I would have Tennessee going up to play Indianapolis, and then I would have Baltimore going to San Diego as well.
Those are some great games.
Yeah. That's going to be good. That's going to be good. And victory?
No, wait a minute. Do I also have Baltimore, San Diego?
Yeah, I thought that's okay. What we said.
Well, no, I know. I'm just trying to actually drag and drop things into place to make things work. The work that I should have finished this morning early.
Baltimore Chargers.
And mind you, I got up at 6:30
Tennessee,
to finish this
Indianapolis.
Work. Okay. No, you have Tennessee, Indianapolis. Yes, I have New England and Indianapolis.
Right. So who do you got making it to the AFC Championship game?
AFC Championship game, I have really the Ravens beating the Chargers.
Ravens beating the Chargers. Wow.
I just see it happening. Again,
one and done for the San Diego Chargers.
Well, you know.
One and done.
One and done.
I mean, that's
I'm trying
it.
To harmonize with
yeah,
you there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where to go after one and done because you're done.
That's all you got.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you go home
you
after that.
You don't got a lot.
One and done again. All right. And so
where's
Patriots,
Marty Schottenheimer?
Patriots and Colts. Where do you go? Patriots and Colts.
Patriots and Colts. That is going to be a legendary game. And I'm sorry, but Peyton Manning comes out on top again.
Again for the Colts. Well, I've got the Indianapolis Colts sneaking out a victory against the Tennessee Titans. And then I have the Chargers getting one step further. I've got the Chargers beating the Baltimore Ravens. And I've got Colts-Chargers in the AFC Championship game in Indy. And that means you would have Baltimore Indy, at Indy.
In
wow. Either way,
great game. Ooh, delicious.
Two snaps, man. That's going to be good stuff. All right. So we'll save it there. We'll stop it there.
Yes.
In the AFC,
we're
going
to move on to the NFC.
Championship game. In the NFC, I had Packers at Vikings, Falcons at 49ers. I had the Falcons win. I had both the wildcard teams beat the division winners. Green Bay and Atlanta moves on, which means that Green Bay would then go to Dallas to face the Cowboys, and Atlanta would go to New Orleans to face the Saints.
Where they wouldn't have a chance.
All right, well, what do you got? What do you got after your wild card?
Okay, wild card weekend, we said we got the winners being Seattle and Atlanta.
Yep.
Which brings us to our big divisional weekend, or championship weekend. They call it championship weekend, don't they? Yeah.
All right, and who do you have there, Jeffrey, in the NFC?
Okay, so championship weekend, we got Dallas and the Minnesota Vikings playing each other.
Again!
And that is going to be oh.
And who's your other matchup then?
The Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, I've got Atlanta at New Orleans, Green Bay at Dallas.
Yeah, I wish it could go differently, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. All right.
It is what it is.
So who do you have winning and making the conference championship?
Your Dallas Cowboys face off and host the New Orleans Saints.
Dallas and New Orleans.
Yeah.
In the championship game. Well,
yep.
I've got the Cowboys making some revenge against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, no, there's nothing they'd like. They've got a couple teams they want to unload some whoop
I've got on. I've got the Cowboys moving on, and in a huge twist of fate.
Wait.
I've got the Atlanta Falcons knocking off the New Orleans Saints in the championship game, in the division game. And it'll be Atlanta heading to Dallas to face the Cowboys.
Wow. That's wild.
So I'm going to give you.
Don't have Atlanta in the postseason. I've got them as a good team.
Right.
At one point I had them with enough wins to go
in. The postseason. You had them losing.
In the wrong conference. Yeah, okay, I have them losing to the Saints. Right. Obviously.
All right. So
in the wild card.
So this is what we got. This is what I got going on in the AFC. I've got San Diego at Indy,
and I have Baltimore versus the Colts.
Indy. Right. At Indy,
right.
And I've got in the NFC Atlanta at Dallas.
And I've got the Saints at Dallas.
Whoo, man, this is going to be good stuff. And who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, Jeffrey?
That is a very simple question. My gosh, Steven, I don't know how it comes out any other way, frankly, but it's the Indianapolis Colts. Again,
the Indianapolis Colts for Jeffrey.
I can't take a second, third-year coach in John Harbaugh and a second, third-year quarterback in Joe Flacco making it all the way to the Super Bowl yet.
Okay.
They're close.
And in the NFC, you've got winning the championship game between New Orleans and Dallas.
I fear a rematch. I fear a Super Bowl rematch.
Oh, my God. For
Colts,
the first time
Saints.
In a long time.
Colts-Saints in the
Colts,
Super Bowl.
Colts-Saints in the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Well, I've got Atlanta at Dallas in that conference game. Jeffrey.
Yeah, babe.
I tried not to do this. I tried really, really hard.
Well, first of all, it's damn near impossible when you can't pick your team to lose. It's really, really hard to not have them be in the Super Bowl. Just saying.
No. But you're not
just saying.
You're not listening.
I
crud is all.
Thank
Jeffrey.
You.
I know it's is all, but I crunched everything. But for the fifth straight season, I've got the Indianapolis Colts
playing
and the
Dallas Cowboys
in the Super Bowl.
Well, this is the least crazy year of all to actually.
What are you talking about? This is my fifth season, and within the five seasons. Both teams have made the playoffs every year except for one. The Cowboys missed the playoffs 1 year. So they've been in the playoffs. And the Colts have been in two Super Bowls out of those 5 years.
Right.
I'm not
so
crazy.
How many times have your predictions come true? I'm just saying that.
Well, I've had one.
You've had opportunities.
I've
for
had
it.
One, yes, and I've had one representative in the Super Bowl twice out of 4 years.
I think I have two.
Okay,
so it's not crazy.
No, it's not crazy, but it's the Cowboys thing that's just the...
It's not crazy!
Well, again, what's amazing, and I want to reiterate, and I appreciate the email from the listeners that I, too, am curious how good Steven could be if he didn't take the Cowboys every week, is that, I mean, now, wait a minute. Dallas, you have losing some games during the season.
I do.
Are you actually come game day, are you actually
going to... Am I going to make those predictions?
Yeah, hell no.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Are you paying me money to make predictions? Is anybody paying me money
someday
to make
soon?
When that someday soon
don't
happens,
hold your breath though, bro.
When that someday soon happens, I will be quite.
You'll be straight up
with my picks. But we're having
no
fun
heart.
Right now.
No heart. Okay, it'll be just cutthroat, brutal, calloused.
Yes,
I just pick who my.
I
pick.
Just pick who I pick for the win.
That's right. Like it or just shut up and
but
go
I have
home.
A new goal this year.
Yeah. How many wins?
195.
Out of 256?
Yep. 195, Jeffrey.
Holy cow. Now, my goal was 188 is my goal. And I
that
thought my goal was
me,
a little 87%.
That would get me 76%. Correct.
76%?
195.
Right. Well, I expect to be above 75%. If you we've, are worth it as a
not,
pundit.
We've been above 70. We've always been above 70.
I know, but I
we've never
last
been
year
above
you were 75.
I was just at 75.
Right. Yeah. And I think that is about as high as one could possibly reach for the stars.
195, baby.
You're looking to take that 75 to 76%.
To 76%. I am. And if I want to be even crazier, I could say 200
and
take it up to 78%.
That's not been done, I don't think.
No. 200 is a crazy number.
It is.
But that's what I shoot for. That's what I aspire to.
Oh, Steven, I shoot for 256. That's my goal. And I used to be all cocky.
Are you going, I'm going 256 and oh, baby.
This guy's gotten older. I got a little bit more gray in the beard. And I'm a little bit more mellow now and stuff.
More wise.
No,
wise.
Just not as crazy.
So there you have it. I've got the Indianapolis Colts and the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
And I have the Indianapolis Colts and the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl in Dallas.
In a rematch.
And a rematch
so
of last season.
So it's time seasons. To pick who's gonna take it all, Jeffrey.
Who brings home the Lombardi? Who's going to party
do
the with
Saints
the Lombardi?
Repeat, or do the Colts get their victory?
The Colts get what's been coming to them. So many things had to go right for the Saints last year, and those many things cannot go right 2 years in a row.
Jeffrey?
I mean, we're talking opening onside kick and things like that.
In back-to-back seasons, the Indianapolis Colts will find themselves
on the
losing
end
of a Super Bowl.
See, Peyton Manning will win another Super Bowl MVP and will seal his immortalization in Canton, Ohio.
I am all on the bandwagon of
are.
The first team ever to play in the Super Bowl in their own stadium and win it.
And I think it would be a disgrace if they even got there.
Wow, a disgrace?
I think that they need an alternate venue just in case something like this happens.
Oh, come on, dude.
And I know the amount of planning it takes is years of planning. Yeah. So how do you have that alternate venue?
It's called
the Rose Bowl.
Just remember.
It's called the Rose Bowl.
Just remember that every single year, this is a possibility.
This is always a possibility, but it has never been more likely than this season.
And I'm all for it. And just Sam
surprises
me. Just for Sam Farmer. He said it last week, too.
I know Sam said it 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago, actually.
I know. It just felt like last week.
Yeah, I know. 2 days ago. All right, so we've only got one other announcement, one other prediction, one other...
Oh, gosh.
One other thing to... Now, first of all, before you begin, Jeffrey...
Oh, wait.
Jeffrey is going to reveal his new team for the 2010 season. We're going to find out if right now he is wishing him love and he had him in the playoffs or not. He's going to take off the New Orleans Saints shirt that he's got on.
Because it's written across my chest.
And never
Steven
wear
doesn't
it
know that.
For the last time.
It's written across my chest.
Now, I've got it written here on a piece of paper.
And I already said on Tuesday's show that he got it right.
Correct.
But I have gotten a number of emails.
I have seen a ton of the emails. And so can I let the people know? The majority of the emails, Jeffrey.
Overwhelming majority. All but one.
Say that you are jumping on the New York Jet bandwagon.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Because of, you know, your allegiance to Mark Sanchez.
That's right,
and the Mission Viejo High School. Rock a pack of stack of men, go all the way. Hey,
we are the scarlet and the gold.
You banners make tall, our orange red mixed together. All right, so, but now it's time to reveal. Were those people right, or was the sole individual who I suspect had a pretty good argument as to why you would pick this team?
There was one other person who actually made a case for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I did see that one too.
And his was more of a pleading than it was anything else. Yes. Because he was, well, there was two. There was one person said, you can't go back. You picked them before and you cursed them.
Yes,
and
that's
damn
right.
You, I hate you. That's and right. Don't you dare do this again. And there was somebody else said, I like both the DC clubs, which I'm sorry, you can't. And yeah. I don't mean to speak pejoratively of any of our listeners, but DC sports fan needs to have a little word with you about your allegiance. You cannot be loyal to the Redskins and the Ravens.
They're in different conferences. I don't have a problem with that.
If you are from that area.
I cheer for the Chargers and the Colts.
Do you cheer for the Texans?
No.
Why?
Because they're the Texans.
Yeah, and they represent Texas.
No, they don't. Only one team represents Texas.
What does it mean? Remember, you can be a Texan. You have to live in Texas to be a Texan.
Right.
But you have to be a Houstonian to live in Houston.
To like the Texans? What? All right.
That was a good you don't remember that?
No.
We covered that a long time ago. What a Texan is?
Yes.
And a Texan is anybody who obviously resides in the state of Texas is a Texan. But you don't have to be a Houstonian to be a Texan, but you do have to be a Texan to be a Texan. We did this several years ago.
Okay.
Apparently you forgot.
I did.
But aren't you wondering what's written on my chest here?
I am, and I want it revealed. I'm pretty sure that I am correct in what I wrote down, but only because you told me I was correct.
Yeah, take off my headphones.
Jeffrey is taking off the headphones. He is taking off the Saints shirt is gone.
And it says...
Houston Texans! Oh my gosh!
Hook 'em horns, kind of.
No, that's University of Texas.
I know it is, but their logo.
So
is
wait a minute. So Jeffrey, I'm a little confused. You don't have your Houston Texans. You're putting your allegiance on the team you don't got making the playoffs.
Look, last year, did I think the Saints were going to win the Super Bowl?
No. But you had them in the playoffs.
Yes, I did. And believe me, I hoped and was trying to finagle it so that the Texans could be in the playoffs.
Yes, but you just
couldn't. Given that my choices were the Jets, who were not going to make the playoffs.
Right.
And the Texans, who were not going to make the playoffs, or the Baltimore Ravens, that were really just a fill-in pick since my love fell out of San Francisco, and the Green Bay Packers. And I love the Packers. I really do love the Packers. I got boxed into a corner here, and will you share what the listener who basically picked it best? It was an Australian listener. And
well,
he,
you want what he had to say? His
well,
email?
I love what he it was.
Of
it was Adam. It was listener
you,
Adam.
You of why you decided to pick
listener Adam? He's a sophomore from Rockville, Maryland, and I love this.
Yes, Adam H. He says, "I do not have a what well, this is in it is it?
Well, here it is." Texas is a good pick. I feel they're a very good offensive team, and they slightly resemble the Saints, a great offensive team and a defense that could be surprisingly better than they are ranked 15th versus the pass, 11th versus the run. This is a guy who does his homework. I like him a lot. He's a high school sophomore, so he is younger. He's probably
the same
age as my son.
But here's the next part. Also, Jeff is picking Houston because it would add to the show because the interstate rivalry between you two, meaning us,
you and I,
would be fun to listen to. Anyways, I hope you can find a jersey for whatever team you choose. And there you go.
I like it. I'm currently trying to convince my parents to donate to your show.
Right.
That's so cool.
Thanks a lot, Adam. We appreciate that. But Jeffrey, so do you think that's cause of it? You're going to like Houston because Jordan and I always kind of bag on him a little. And
you know what?
You want to get under our skin.
No, I don't like to get under anybody's skin. However.
You want to get at my craw.
Stuck in your craw.
Yeah.
Let's just talk. Let's get that right. I don't want to get in
you
your craw
get in
at all.
Craw.
No,
yeah.
It's stuck in your craw.
Okay,
that's very different.
You want to get stuck in my craw.
I don't want to get stuck in your craw. I don't. Things get stuck in your craw. People don't get stuck in your craw. Okay. I'm just really. I'm embarrassed and I'm
Jeff
scared.
Is
I'm
getting
scared.
Stuck
I'm
in my
scared.
Craw.
No, I'm not. I'm okay. Not, I'm not even. Going
You're not near
your
be
craw.
Near the craw. All right. So,
in fact, I went on the record just to make it clear. I don't want to break your heart. I don't want to hurt you too many ways, right. But I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm gonna. I'm taking off the gloves right here.
All
right. And if this hurts, you know, then so be it. My goal for this show,
yes,
is next year we don't have to share a hotel room. I want individual rooms. I don't want to see your black butt anymore. Wow. And I don't think you want to see my white butt anymore.
Why are you even looking at my black butt?
Well, you talk about me getting stuck in your craw. And I think we need just some distance, Stephen.
Yes.
And we're grown
it's
up
not
enough
like we're
that
in
we're
the same bed.
We are Will Ferrell and what's his name, Riley in Step Brothers, man.
Okay.
We're too old to be sharing a bedroom, okay?
Yeah, but we're not in the same bed.
We don't have the financial means. I know we don't share a bed, thank goodness. Did we ever have to?
No.
Wasn't there once that we had a king-size
no.
bed?
No.
We
God,
took a nap,
I would not
we took
allow
a nap
it.
Once.
We
took
we
a, nap,
took a
one.
Nap once in a king-size
bed. Yeah, that was Thanksgiving. That yes. was nice. That was good.
No, no.
No. No, I just... I think
Stop
we're old
looking
enough.
At my butt. You look at my butt
when it walks across the room, and
well,
I happen to be looking that way.
Well, don't be looking. If you see me get up from the bed to go to the bathroom, close your eyes.
I need to. Well, again, it's too late by that point.
I figure you're asleep, so you're not going to be looking at my black
I never
butt
sleep.
Across the room.
I never sleep. You know that.
All right.
And so I'm just hoping it's a enough. Goal, and I'm not trying to hurt you or anything.
The prediction
just,
show.
Did I hurt your feelings at all by saying that it would be great if we had our own rooms
no,
next year?
I would love my own room.
I thought you would, because we're both pretty quiet guys off
I don't
off
think
air.
That's something we need to be sharing with the world, though.
Oh, I think it's amusing. I think it's kind of amusing.
All right, there you have it. You've got
and
our
then
predictions.
There was the last thing that could hurt you, which was this thing with Jordan. If I say one negative thing about the Cowboys, he takes it as a personal.
Him. Yeah.
He takes it. But no, he like pouts.
I take it personally, too.
I know
you
do.
You heard me.
I know, and I don't
I
get
don't,
it. Why
don't
can't
say,
you be a fan?
I don't get offended.
You could get upset.
I get upset when you make a comment that's not true.
From your point of view. So as long as I hold an opinion that it comports with it can be negative, but it has to be something you agree is negative.
Yeah.
But if it's something you don't think is a negative, then I can't say it, but I don't know what you think. So it seems inevitable that I'm going to hurt people's feelings, so I can't have it. And Jordan won't get his driver's license until December.
I think I've been pretty good on this show that when you make a
this
comment.
This show. I'm talking about when we watch games together.
Yeah. That's why I can't watch games with you no more.
That's about only the Cowboys. We can't watch Cowboys games together. We can watch all other games. And yeah, the way I've got it, that's not going to be an issue. Oh, them cuts run deep. Are you over Macho Grande, Steven?
What's Macho Grande?
Oh, man. Airplane 2 is such a great line.
Oh.
He uses the line frequently in the room. They're like, such and such happened. And they mean, like, did it take place
right.
over Macho Grande? Oh, no. You never get over Macho Grande. Those wounds run deep.
I don't remember them.
You got to go back to see Airplane 2, dude.
All right. So that's all the time we've got. The
that's all the teams
show,
we got.
That's all the teams we got.
We would go Canadian football, but boy, that'd be a mess.
I know there will be some of you out there that will be very disappointed and saddened by the fact that for the fifth straight year, I went Cowboys-Colts. But there's a method to my madness.
At this point, see, here's the deal. If you make the same prediction all the time, there's going to be an earthquake today. If I say that every single day, I'm going to be a genius one of these days.
One of these days.
Exactly. Right. And if Steven keeps going with the same thing, one of these days,
I just
it's
want
going
you to know
hit.
It's been very close.
It has been close.
Yes.
It has been close. You're right about that. And I don't think there's anybody that was surprised by your making the same prediction again, especially given this year.
Yeah.
And the game being played in the beautiful Cowboys Stadium.
I think, again, for the first time in a while, you and I both have the same AFC representative.
True.
Yeah.
True. And I think that team's going to do really, really well.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, that's all the time we have, folks. Thank you for listening. Go out to the website, www.nflrandr.com.
You guys rule.
After this show comes up, probably 24 hours later, I'll have our actual picks up there posted. And Jeffrey?
A pick of the poke of the pokes.
When we come back next week on Tuesday, the week one preview show. And we're going to start making predictions for real at Count.
I can't wait.
200, Jeffrey.
256.
200. Nah, I'm gonna put a big whiteboard right there, and I'm going to put 200.
What was the last goal you posted up there?
I'm working on it.
Now.
Yeah.
The last time you put... Just move it over to that side, is all I'm saying. The last goal you put over on that side didn't work out so well.
So this one you put over there.
Okay?
Okay, all right.
Because you know how hard I root for your picks, because you're the only guy I know that picks better than me.
Oh, I see.
So I root hard for your picks.
Thank you for picking for my picks.
But 256, babe, I'm going to school you. It doesn't even feel right. I don't have the swagger anymore.
Well, yeah, the thing is, if you say 256, after week one, it's done. And then what do you shoot
for? I went 16-0 last season. Once.
Not week one.
No, it was week three, I think. Which week, it's hard to pick week one, man.
Yeah, it is.
You don't know, because believe it or not, the preseason is only the preseason.
Yeah, it is.
You think you know,
but
you don't know.
You don't know. I'm starting to feel buzz. I'm starting to, it's like, ooh, give it to me. And you know what? We're going to celebrate my birthday on the 9th when the season starts, Jeffrey. So would you be here for a birthday celebration
a day early? It's your birthday. Of course I'm going to be here. Right, would I ever not show up for your birthday?
Maybe. You might not show up.
I'll even give you on the airplane. I'll give you like the armrest and stuff.
Nice. So are you and tell everybody that you know that I need Apple Store gift cards.
Apple Store gift cards. If they make them for a penny, then do it. You know. He could buy himself a USB cable.
Jeff's coming in. He's gonna happy birthday. He's gonna give me a present, but then he's gonna give me an Apple Store gift card for like 5 cents.
But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get you like the most. I'm gonna go to Hallmark and find a birthday card that costs like $25, and I'm gonna put it inside.
Oh man, that's just horrible. This has been Steven Miranda
and Jeff Ellis
for NFL Rants and Raves.
Thank you for listening.
Take it easy, people. The football season is upon us.
Yay.